Before we start, I want to give a moment of silence because we lost so many of our people in this country, this community, this world. And so, all right, thank you. So I'm your host. I'm Rudy from United Players. I'm the executive director. Larry, I need you over here, Larry. This is my brother Larry right here, Larry Roberts. He just recently touched down after doing 55 years, y'all. Welcome him home. Come on, Larry. To the community. Come on, man. 41 of those was on the roll, and he's out of here, man, ending senseless gun violence. How about that? Yes. And so we have a lot of community folks from the private sector, from the mayor's office. Alex Soma, West CBD, we need you up here too. I want to announce and say these names because it's that important that everybody, this is a community event. So there's a lot of organizing and planning that goes around from this gun buyback. And so Misha, Carolyn, Heather, right, Sergeant McDonald, SVIP, Damian Posey, Everett Butler, where's Everett Butler at? Who does all the outreach with all the lifers who've been down with life sentences, who's coming back, been tackling this whole Bay Area, giving back to end senseless gun violence. Thank you, brother. So we got the Brady Campaign, Everytown, Moms Demand Action, our mayor, Daniel Lloyd, the leader of the city. Thank you, Daniel, for showing up and doing a great job. All our city officials, supervisors, where's Mr. Stephen Sherrill at? Thank you, brother, District 2, who's in the house, right? We have the private sector, my brother Michael. Where's Michael at? Mike, that's my brother Mike right there from Twitch. Who, man, thank you for showing up, brother. I know you don't hardly come out, but you're out here. Thank you. We have our business partners from the dispensary world, Elevated, Brian. Thank you, Brian. We have Ghazi right here from Empire. Thank you, Ghazi, for showing up. And I know you don't hardly come out anywhere, but I know you know you're here for a good cause, so thank you. Where's Prezi at? From the hip-hop world, thank you, brother, for coming out and showing face. You and Fly Rider SVIP, thank you guys for showing up. For real. SFPD, our partners in this, right? All the CBOs from West Bay, United Players, all kind of different community-based organizations. Shout out to my brother Jeff right there. I see you, Jeff. You know, that's one of my mentors. Let me see. Pierce's Pledge. Pierce's Pledge. 10-year-old kid who got killed by his father, whose folks is here. His mom is Leslie. His face is painted on the wall. We have Cody here from Pierce's Pledge. Thank you for showing up. She introduced me to McCaffrey the other day, Bosa, and Pearsall. And you know Pearsall was a part of gun violence too, so thank you for hooking that up like a tow truck. Yes. We have Moms Demand Action. Where's Moms Demand Action? Are you guys around here? Well, y'all need to come up here as partners. Excel, how you doing, sis? So I say this because we have every partner that's here from every type of life. That's why I bring this up, because gun violence affects everybody. Whether you're black, you're white, you're old, you're young, it doesn't matter your religion, it doesn't matter, you know, your economical background. Bullets don't have no names. And unfortunately, we got too many guns on the streets. And so my thing is, the number one cause of death today in America is kids under 18. I got a problem with that. And so I'm glad as partners, as communities, this is our new captain of the neighborhood. Thank you for showing up. And so with that said, I got other partners, but I will announce it later. I want to bring up the leader of our city, my brother, Mr. Daniel Lloyd, our mayor. Thank you.
You got it, King. Thank you, Rudy. Now, public safety requires all of us to reduce the risk of violence before it ever occurs. And this week, we are taking another step to deepen that commitment. Saturday's Gun Back brings our city and United Players and our law enforcement partners together in a shared effort to strengthen neighborhoods and reduce gun violence. This partnership is now 14 years old, Rudy. Strong. This is a strong partnership because we know it saves lives. Every firearm turned in on Saturday moves a block closer to greater stability and gives a home a stronger sense of security. Public safety, as I have said from day one of my administration, is my top priority. Kids should be able to walk to school, and families deserve parks that feel welcoming. And we are working toward that vision of safety day after day. Last month, we announced that United Players would expand into the Tenderloin for youth intervention because that area needed added support. The kids there need it. We will keep partnering with United Players and organizations that are doing the hard work to make our communities better and safer. What we're doing with this gun buyback program on Saturday sends a clear message. San Francisco is committed to reducing gun violence and strengthening public safety through strong action and partnerships with all of the groups represented here today. So to Rudy and Misha and to United Players, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for showing that change can take hold when people stand together in support of our community. And a message to everyone out there who comes out on Saturday to turn in a firearm: thank you for choosing safety. Thank you for giving this effort momentum. Our city moves forward when we do this work together. And I want to especially acknowledge our DA, Brooke Jenkins, and Assembly Members Haney and Stephanie. Thank you for your leadership. To the whole United Players team, and also to our supervisor, Steve and Cheryl, for being here. Thank you all very much.
All right. Thank you, Daniel Lloyd, the mayor of our city. I'm going to bring up Assembly Member Catherine Stephanie.
Thank you, Rudy. Good morning, everyone. I'm Assembly Member Catherine Stephanie from Assembly District 19, which is the west side of San Francisco and parts of San Mateo County. Before I was a politician, I was a gun violence prevention activist. And that started in 1999 after Columbine, when I saw high school kids jumping out of a second story library, all bloodied because two of their classmates walked into their library in school, killing several of them and their teachers. That pulled me into the movement, got me in with Brady Campaign. And just tomorrow is actually the 13th anniversary of Sandy Hook Elementary School, where 20 first graders were killed in their classroom and 6 educators were killed alongside them. And that pulled me into the Moms Demand Action movement. And I've been working alongside with such incredible women and warriors, basically trying to push back on the gun lobby and this idea that we need guns everywhere in our society. There are more guns in the United States than there are people, and it's absolutely unacceptable. And I want to thank United Players and the San Francisco Police Department for continuing to do these gun buybacks and basically really change the culture. You know, I'm going to age myself here, but I grew up in the 70s where we had no seatbelts and we were hanging out in the back of a Country Squire station wagon. And there were a lot of laws that went into place to make sure that we were safe in our cars. Also, there's no smoking in bars. Old enough also to know and remember what it was like when people were smoking in airplanes and bars. And we don't do that anymore because there's been a cultural change. And that's what these gun buybacks are, really sending the message that guns do not protect you the way that you think. The evidence is clear. You are not safer with a gun. And we want to make certain that we are giving people the opportunity to bring these guns back. I just talked to a former commander in the San Francisco Police Department, who told me about a problem that I didn't even think about, that when their spouses die and there's all these weapons and they've been in law enforcement, they don't know what to do with them. Gun buybacks are that perfect opportunity. And I'm going to tease something here because we are going back into the legislative session in January, and I'm very excited where I'll be able to introduce more bills to keep people safe in California. And one of the things we are focused on with Pierce's pledge at the helm is making sure that we are doing gun buybacks up and down the state, not just on the weekends, but throughout the entirety 365 days of the year that we have places for people to bring in guns so that we keep people safe. It is absolutely unacceptable that gun violence is the leading cause of death of children in our country. And we need to turn that around. We need to change the culture. Guns are not the answer. And I want to thank United Players and the San Francisco Police Department, all our partners in the gun safety movement, for pushing that message forward. Thank you very much. And I would like to bring up now my colleague, Assembly Member Matt Haney.
Thank you. Let's give it up for Assembly Member Stephanie, who has been such an incredible champion from her time here as a supervisor and now leading against gun violence and to get guns out, off the streets in the state legislature. First of all, I just want to recognize how incredible it is to be here at this new building. Isn't this an incredible building that United Players has here? I remember the past years we'd be next door, all cramped in a small room together. And one thing I know about United Players, they've been doing this with all of these partners up here for over 10 years. And they wouldn't need a building. Rudy would do this out of a closet, out of a car. He would do it on the street with all of us. This, we know, saves lives. Less guns on the streets means safer communities. Less guns in homes means safer families. We know that. All of the evidence points to that, and all of the experts here who have seen it from every single side, the law enforcement who are out there every day keeping us safe, folks who themselves have been out on the streets, who have seen loved ones that they've lost, friends and family, people who've been incarcerated and come home, all of those folks will tell you, please, if you can bring your gun in and get rid of it, do that. You may save a life. There have been over 2,500 guns that are off the streets over the last 10 years because of this gun buyback and all of the people who've come together. No questions asked. You can come here and drop off a gun. And you might think, you know what, that gun is there. It's in a closet. It's under a bed. It's somewhere. It's not going to hurt anyone. There are thousands of people, lives lost every year because of situations like that. You didn't think a gun was going to hurt somebody, and it did. I want to recognize all of the people who are here who have lost loved ones, who have lost children, who have lost friends and family to gun violence. This is something that we can do to save a life. I, like many people, lost a close friend, my friend Kevin, who at 19 years old committed suicide because he had access to a gun, a stolen gun. And this is about gun violence. It's also about suicides. Over half of the people who lose their lives to guns in our state lose their lives because of suicide. And a gun in a home makes a suicide 10 times more likely to happen in that home. So we can keep our community safe. We can save lives. And I want to thank all of the folks who are here, all of the organizations, United Players. I also especially want to thank Maddie Scott, who is here, who brought many of us together 10 years ago, the commissioner and SFPD and all of the sponsors and partner organizations. Thank you. Come this Saturday. Spread the word. Let's get guns off the street, and let's keep our community safe. Thank you. Oh, and now I want to introduce someone who keeps our community safe every day, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
Hi, good morning. This is really amazing to be here again, Rudy, I have to say. This is such a critical measure in making sure that we continue to reduce gun violence in our city. I can't tell you how many mothers and fathers I've had to sit with whose children have been murdered in our city, how many cases I handled as a homicide prosecutor here in San Francisco, having to hold the hand of parents and family members who had lost their loved ones to gun violence, and even handling cases of gun violence that didn't end tragically in murder, thankfully. This is a problem that we have to continue to address. And while our role in law enforcement is critical to this and important, and we know that, we can't do it without our community partners. This is not an issue that we can tackle alone. We have to have people on the street helping us intervene, helping us take the measures necessary to get guns off the street that the police may never be able to find on their own. And so I will always be here to support the efforts of United Players, because this is such a unique organization that takes men who have been formerly incarcerated, some who have even committed murder, and brings them to a place where they can give back, where they can help heal communities, so that we have fewer parents that we have to sit down with to help bury their children. And let me tell you, as a mother who's had to bury my own oldest son, there is no worse pain. And so I have committed my life and my career to standing with everybody behind me, to making sure that no parent has to go through that again unnecessarily. And so to the mothers who I know have been victims, we stand with you, and we have to ensure that we get these guns off the street. But not only from those who may fall victim to, you know, gang violence and other things, but making sure we encourage those who may be living with a family member who's struggling with a mental health disorder or struggling with depression, making sure that we get the guns out of those homes too, as you just heard Assemblymember Haney mention. We have to make sure that we are reducing opportunities for those who may not be in a stable place to engage in violence against others or against themselves. And so again, Rudy, thank you to your organization and everything that you do each and every day. You guys don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk, and you are a part of the reason why we are at historic lows when it comes to homicides in this city. And if we keep at it, that number will keep going down. And so thank you. I'm honored to be here today, and I encourage everyone to bring in those guns this weekend.
Thank you, DA Brooke Jenkins. Before I bring on the next speaker, I do want to say, and I want to be crystal clear, I am not against the Second Amendment, but I'm against senseless gun violence. If you look at these guns that are turned in, we actually destroy the guns through our partners, SFPD, through my brother Juan. Where Juan at? Thank you, brother, for destroying them. So these guns will never hurt or harm anybody again. I got to give a bulletproof shout out to one of my mentors and brothers from the Sheriff's Department. Paul, where Paul at? Thank you, man, for leading the effort to end gun violence, brother. Give a hand to Paul right there, Miyamoto. I'm gonna bring up my other brother right here. This is my new gang, y'all, the sheriff and the police. They ain't messing with me no more. I'm gonna bring up the chief of the SFPD, my brother Paul Yip.
Got it, brother. Thank you, Rudy. Thank you, Rudy. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you here this morning. First, thank you to all of our partners for all of your work in keeping our streets safe. I love saying that, keeping our streets safe. The San Francisco Police Department is committed to eliminating gun violence in our city. Gun violence causes devastating trauma and harm to all of our communities. We can't do this work alone. That's why I'd like to thank all our city partners, our community partners, for joining in this effort. It's events like Saturday's gun buyback that help get weapons off of our streets, and it saves lives. I want to thank Rudy and United Players for their commitment to making our city safer with this annual gun buyback. To anyone with a gun that they would like to turn over, you will remain anonymous, and these guns will be destroyed. Throughout my career in the San Francisco Police Department, I have met with mothers and family members of gun violence victims, and their pain is devastating. This holiday season, as we prepare to celebrate, these families will experience sorrow instead of joy. That is why the San Francisco Police Department is working so aggressively to combat gun violence. Thankfully, we've seen progress. Gun violence is down this year, shootings are down, and homicides are at a 70-year low. But even with this progress, all the progress that we've made, there's still much work to be done. Just one homicide victim is one too many. We will not rest until we have brought justice to these victims and work to stop these crimes before they happen. I want to thank our officers who are doing this work every day to get guns off of our streets and to hold individuals accountable who seek to do harm in our communities. We are addressing individuals at the highest risk of violence, having face-to-face conversations with them and their families to build trust and reduce this violence. We're using tools like technology, ALPR, drones, and cameras to be more precise in identifying criminals. And we're having dialogue with our community partners to identify gun-related violence to help us with our enforcement strategies. Any violence is unacceptable, and we will do everything within our power to end it. Thank you. Thank you, Rudy, for all the work that you're doing.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, before I bring on my last speaker, I just want to say a shout-out to my brothers who's doing outreach work with the youth. Pop right there, Damon, Us for Us. Thank you guys for spreading the word. I got to give a shout-out to my sister, Maddie Scott, from the police commission. You know, who lost her son. Thank you, Maddie, for showing up. You and your team all the time. And so I want to bring up the last speaker. He's from the entertainment world. He's from the hip-hop world. Well known worldwide, right? This brother right here, like myself, the last time I've been shot at was in 2012, three blocks up that way, right? One of my homeboys didn't make it, but I'm glad I'm here. So I'm a survivor of gun violence, that type. But I'm here because I don't want to see nobody else. Family have to struggle, because it ain't just you or the person who shot at you or you shot at. It's a ripple effect of the whole community. And so everybody is behind me and with me, all hands on deck when it comes to this. Because we don't have to go through this devastation, because like I said, the number one cause of death of children today under 18 years younger is gun violence. That's unacceptable. We got to give our chance. We got to give the kids a chance to grow up and live. So with that said, I'm going to bring up my brother Prezi to speak up. I want SVIP. I want Us for Us. I need Empire. Let's all stand together, the brothers who came home. Stand by this brother.
Hey. So I come and I speak for the youth, for the hip-hop community. I come a long way myself. I grew up in one of the worst neighborhoods in San Francisco on Harbor Road. And I just see the bigger picture now growing up. I got four kids of my own. The gun buyback is a beautiful thing, I think. I actually got shot with my son with me before. So it's just, I understand the importance of moving forward and, having a clear mind and doing something better for the community. So, everybody here, they always support me and let me know I can do whatever they want. Shout out Gazi somewhere. Man, I'm one of the first rappers from San Francisco to get a gold plaque with the help of Empire and Gazi, man. So, a San Francisco native, and I'm going to continue to, help the community and do what I got to do to make sure that, we can make it a safer place for my kids and everybody else's kids.
Right on, coming out. Respect. So thank you guys for everybody coming out and showing out for this, right? That's my guy from Green Door right there, Mike Nananana. Thank you for coming out.
Pleasure.
And all our partners back here, I can't say it enough. This is what it takes for all of us to make this happen. One gun off the streets. One gun. Uno. Well, one bullet coming out of that chamber can kill somebody that would destroy that person's life, that could save this whole planet. Y'all didn't catch that. All it takes is one bullet. You seen what happened over here in Stockton. You seen what happened at the mall. Even closer, the 17-year-old kid who got shot at Burton High School was a kid from our program. Part of Us for Us in UP. Just going to school. Got shot. One bullet. Thank God he's alive. But that's all it takes. If he'd have been gone, you never know who it would be or what he had become in life if he didn't get that opportunity. So let's end Settlers of Gun Violence, y'all. Thank y'all for showing up and coming out. Come on, man. Where your players club at, Fly?
Corner 3rd Newcomb, right in the heart of Hunters Point.
Holla.
Where yours at, Rudy?
1038 Howard Street, the heart of Soma. If y'all got any questions, y'all can ask.